Officials in Rutland are concerned that hundreds of teenagers who were bused into Vermont from out of state for a six-week-long religious camp are breaking the state's pandemic rules by overcrowding a local hotel. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Rutland town officials say they were notified last Sunday night that buses were unloading lots of people at the local Holiday Inn. Rutland town health officer John Paul Fagnett says he went to the hotel to investigate and saw more than 350, mostly high school-aged women, get off multiple buses.
None of whom were practicing any of the mandated practices of social distancing or wearing face masks.
The teens are part of a Jewish youth group from the New Jersey area and came to Rutland for a six-week-long summer camp. Rutland Town Select Board Chairman Joshua Taranzini says local officials had not been made aware of the plans ahead of time and were upset the hotel was breaking pandemic rules to host the campers.
We thought it was creative, some creativity on the Holiday Inn's part to get around some of the governor's reoccupancy guidelines.
Currently, hotels are allowed to operate at 50% of capacity, while summer camps can utilize 75% of their beds. Taranzini says the Holiday Inn's capacity is 600 guests, so their allowed maximum is 300 people.
To have 400 people, mostly youth, not social distancing in one facility for 3 weeks also poses health dangers. If one or two people have it, gosh, the spread could be really dangerous down there.
Vermont Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sherling says he's been working with Moshe Pearlstein, the camp's director, to relocate 50 to 100 of the teens, and says the group has until Friday to do that. Pearlstein says all the children taking part were tested for coronavirus 3 days before getting on the buses and plan to self-quarantine. He says he had to turn away several kids who did not turn in their test results on time. Pearlstein says he's been working with state and local authorities to find a solution and wants to keep the campers and the Rutland community safe.
And we're going to figure this out, and if it means taking the children home, we'll take them home. It's not an easy thing to do, but if that's the right thing to do, then it becomes easy again.
Initially, Commissioner Sherling says state officials had hoped the extra campers could be sent to a second camp Pearlstein's group is operating on the campus of Southern Vermont College in Bennington. But Sherling says because the two camps offer different programs and have been under separate quarantines, it didn't make sense to commingle the groups. He says the 350 young people attending the Bennington camp are not overcrowding the campus's 1,000-bed capacity.
There's been no information coming out of Bennington to indicate that they are not in compliance with the health and safety guidance.
Holiday Inn personnel in Rutland did not respond to multiple calls for comment. Sherling says so far the state is not pursuing any charges against the hotel.
No, again, the posture for non-compliance with any of the executive order components at this point is education first. So they've been issued a warning by the Division of Fire Safety and given a couple of days to come into compliance. We'll check back with them again on their progress toward that on Friday morning, and we'll go from there.
When asked whether local officials are right to be concerned, Sherling says there are a variety of camps operating in Vermont right now, and he believes the state's guidelines and quarantine requirements, if followed, provide as much protection as possible based on the existing circumstances. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.